Thank you. Now let's turn to the most recent examples of institutionalized racism that dates back to the beginning of the 21st century. Ilya Wetzel, Severin Finkbeiner, and Patrick Steicher will explain what happened and how Filipinos reacted.
In 2002, after 9/11, a lot of Filipino Americans were fired from their jobs because it's widely known that the Filipinos are in part Muslims. Before the TCA said, if you're a citizen, you're okay, said Carlos Rodriguez, 63, who has worked security at the San Jose airport for 15 years. But now, citizen or non-citizen, you're out. More than 80% of the security workers at the three Bay Area airports are ethnic minorities, including many Filipino citizens. One of the TCA said that they had hired 36,000 screeners after they announced the layoffs. And here I got a reaction of a Filipino-American. I'm very concerned that minorities, females, Hispanics, are not given the opportunity to be screeners, by Karen Brown.
In the same year, the Seeger and Sferian corporations fired 13 Filipinos because of their national origin. Five other workers were dismissed because they were friends with an employee who gave preferential treatment to Filipino workers. Seeger and Sferian admitted no wrongdoing in the settlement. In the statement, Seeger maintained that the company does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. Seeger paid the employees 456,000, while Sferian will pay $144,000. We have in our hands the letter of a Filipino-American complaining about his layoff.
Dear Mr. Hagel, I know this letter won't bring back my job, but I have to write you. I just don't understand why you terminate all these good workers. We always loved working for Sega, producing new video games the kids love. It's just not fair to treat us like that only because of our origin. That is just one more sad example of institutionalized racism in the US history. Very poor that such a thing happens nowadays. Jeffrey Sedano.